There's a beautiful piece of scripture that I don't think is well understood, if at all, but I want to put a little light on it before we go any further. And it's not isolated to Western religion. You can find examples of this same principle across the board, all paths, but in this instance, the story goes that a great banquet was laid out, and people were invited to come to it. No one came. So the one throwing the banquet then told the servants, well, go out and invite the lame. Go out and invite the poor. Bring them to the banquet. Our minds are saddled and straddled with time. The truth is, the thinking mind is time. Time is the thinking mind. And that mind, that level of mind, it can't do anything other than evaluate the events that it finds itself in and amongst. The only thing it can do is see it through this process of time. And time is always cause and effect. So it would seem that if one went to all this trouble to prepare a banquet and no one came, what a shame, all of that preparation wasted. But you see, the first one that celebrates the banquet is the one who prepares it. That's the secret. It's what nobody knows. In this world, when we do the things we do with our families and so forth and so on, I can't say this for sure. I can only look back, for instance, at my own mother, whom I love dearly. And she seemed to have some joy in preparing the large meals that she did. And I think that her reward was in the preparation as much as seeing it consumed by the wolves that sat at her table by the name of her three sons. But you see, the real preparation that precedes the banquet is always a sacrifice. And the sacrifice of something in the name of what is good is the good doing what needs to be done. And what comes out of it is not the concern of the good, because it's already fulfilled itself through its own actions. So the one who prepares the banquet, regardless of whether or not anyone appears for it, if they have truly prepared something for the sake of the goodness of the preparation and the sacrifice involved, then such a person has lost nothing. In fact, they've gained something, whether or not it's attended. And I want you to understand that in the years to come, even if you don't understand a word I'm saying now, because in your life, in your spiritual interior development, you will increasingly be asked to prepare a banquet. What does that mean? I'm mad at somebody. I have a resentment towards a situation. You can either allow yourself to be taken through that which will prepare you for battle, that which will take you through something to reconcile what you feel has ruined your life, or you can do the real preparation of the real banquet in such a moment, which is to give up yourself. To understand that anything that wants to draw you into any kind of conflict, fear, worry, regardless of what seems to be coming in time, is not coming in time. It is with you there and then. Time reveals what the mind conceals from itself. Time reveals what the mind conceals from itself. And in this mind, it always conceals its sense of inadequacy, its fear, its demands, its regrets, its resentments, whatever it may be. Whenever it looks forward and thinks that it must be or do or have, and then something takes place where either it's not appreciated or nothing happens at all, and then the mind jumps all over the condition instead of understanding the character that actually created it. And it's very similar to "He prepareth a feast in the presence of mine enemies." Because in order to truly prepare for any unwanted event, the true preparation is always the sacrifice of the self that fears the event to come. Always. Not girding it. Not preparing for its battles. But delivering that nature into the one set of hands that knows exactly what to do. And do so without fear.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.